gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it on!
All right, good morning, Southern Middle Tennessee. My name is Del Kennedy. I am dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris, good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York, good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody. Happy NATO birthday today, April 4th, 1949.
Yes, I think it's also the anniversary of the death of Dr. Martin Luther King as well, which... It's not a.
Wow. It's also. You call that NATO versus that, huh?
I know. Yeah. Well, it's Edie McAdams' birthday. If you shop at the co-op, tell Edie McAdams. Well, she's. That's her maiden name. Edie at the co-op. That's today's her birthday.
Okay.
Edie. You know what other countries could get for NATO for his birthday?
What?
They could get their back dues paid.
Thank you.
Yes, that'd be good. Okay. Ron Hart, native son, favorite son of Columbia. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
We got a room full this morning. Also, Seth Campbell is with us, and I guess Seth, this is your last day. You're back in school next week.
Oh, yep, yep, grand finale today. Got to go back Monday. So
there we go.
But Mr. York, we got to lay it on him today. We got to really get at him today.
Bring it.
You got to keep him honest.
Yeah.
All we need is the truth.
Yeah. There you go. That's all we need.
As you make it up.
No, not as we make it. As it exists.
Yeah. On MSNBC, I know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Debbie Matthews, regular special guest. Welcome in.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. All right, folks. And we were going to have. Courtney Kramer on this morning. She is Republican running against Fannie Willis for the district attorney's position in Fulton County, Georgia. She's had some scheduling difficulties, and so she's going to be with us Monday. Is that right, Clayton?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Monday.
Yeah, Monday. Sorry, she runs an hour-long show. She thought it was like most shows in Atlanta, like 10-minute spots. She runs an hour-long show, long-form show.
Long form show. Yes, it is.
Tell her we're going to try to raise her some money. So come on on.
Good.
We'll do that.
All right. No, she'll come. But sorry about that.
Yeah, and so, Ron, how did you become acquainted with her?
Social circles in Atlanta. You know, I host a party at Steve Penley's art studio once a month when I'm in town. And there's no lie. Hey, I lived there for 20 years. So 15, 20 years. So I pretty much know it.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for getting us acquainted with her, and we'll look forward to having her on Monday. You know, folks, I was looking at there are a lot of things going on, but I think most Americans are horrified by what's going on at the border and the millions of people who are coming across. And, you know, it's what I told everyone from the beginning and the second. Now, Obama did not do it in his first term, but in his second term, he opened the borders. And I was working closely with ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and it was no secret in the circles, you know, that Obama was flying in people from all chartering, you know, actually chartering airplanes and flying in people from all over the world, not just the Western Hemisphere. He was flying in huge numbers from places like Somalia and the Middle East and Africa, and that's why we've got all of a sudden we have predominantly Muslim congressional districts in certain parts of the country now, Wisconsin, that kind of thing.
Your story's so touching, but it sounds just like a lie.
some of those areas, Delk, have been Muslim for decades.
Why do you make up stuff as you go?
There's nothing made up there.
Dearborn, Michigan has been here a long time.
Yeah, thank you, Debbie.
Listen to you, clowns. Listen, Senator Bill Hagerty, our own senator, proposed an amendment to the appropriations bill that was passed here a couple of weeks ago, which would prohibit the Biden administration from chartering flights to bring immigrants from other countries into this country. Every Democratic senator in the United States Senate voted against that amendment.
That's right.
Now, why are you going to vote against it if you're not doing it?
So are y'all okay with that? I just need to know, where do my Democrat friends stand on that? Because, I mean, Ron DeSantis said yesterday that Biden is flying them into Florida without giving him a heads up on who's coming in from the point of origin, thousands at a time.
Cubans have been coming into Florida.
No, this is not just Cubans.
Well, I mean, I don't understand why we vilify people from other countries, but Cubans can step a foot on the shore and then they're allowed in the country.
No, I'm not saying Cubans. I'm saying flights are originating somewhere else and they're being flown in without going through the process, and Biden is doing this without talking to the governors that are going to have to deal with this. And we're looking at this as an initial cost when they come in. But guys, just handling the deportations and the medical care and the police department, if you just put the police bill on what New York has been dealing with illegal immigrants in the 2 weeks, it's astronomical amount of funding going out the window dealing with people that shouldn't be here.
Yeah, there's
then why did DeSantis send bus loads and plane loads up to New York and up to
because
Washington,
they need
D.C.
to
make a point.
They got to spread the love.
Why is
spread
he
the love.
In
I mean,
that?
Spread the love.
Miss York, hey, if you just hang on a minute, I'll tell you why I did it. What's that, Ron?
Well, we don't ever stop people coming from Europe or Slovenia. We got all kind of immigrants coming from that country. Why don't you be stopping those first?
I don't know if that's true at all, Ms. York. All right.
Stop first. They all come across the border.
We had 430,000 Russians immigrated to this country last year.
Oh, golly. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to blame them. I mean, they don't want to live under Putin's regime. I mean, there's no freedom. You can't say anything you want to say. Maybe you want to criticize the government. At least here, look, we sit around here, you know, every morning this week criticizing the government, right?
All right. Ron, you're trying to say something. I can't hear you.
Well, all the Democrats sued DeSantis for doing that, right? Flying them up to Massachusetts, Martha's Vineyard.
Right.
And now they're suing the plane company that did it.
Right.
No one's suing the Democrats for doing it. And also Democrats doing it strategically. They're sending it to purple states, Florida, Georgia. They're trying to turn these states to Democrats.
Yeah.
States. Yeah. So they're not sending it to, like, you know, they don't want, they cry and lay on the ground and just like a hurt soccer player.
But to the same point, you know, I agree that we have a problem on our hands. But I mean, New York has their, you know, they're over. the mayor of New York City, Adams, has said that they're overfilled with immigrants. In Chicago, the same thing. And those aren't
every town is.
But Ron, those aren't states that are toss up states. I just disagree with the notion that we're
I've been trying to hear what Ron's saying now for 10 minutes, and y'all, the last I heard was something about a hurt soccer player. Y'all won't let him finish.
Yeah, human trafficking, sending bus loads of immigrants because they don't want them in their state.
All right, let me address this thing about, you know, why Florida is putting them in buses. A group called Open Borders, a conservative group, sued for Freedom of Information Act to get information on these flights where Biden administration is chartering flights from foreign countries and bringing illegals into the country. So far, and here's the numbers in a state-by-state breakdown on the numbers of people who have been flown in and the cost. It's cost over $500 million so far to charter these flights and to fly in, you know, in the neighborhood of 100,000 or 200,000 illegal immigrants, in addition to those who are crossing the southern border illegally as well. But Florida has gotten by far the majority of people flown in by Biden. They've gotten 326,000 so far. So you can hardly blame Florida for wanting to make other states share some of the burden of this 326,000 that have been flown in there. And the flights continue.
And what is Florida? And what is Florida, Doug? Florida's a purple state. You had a Nelson, a senator, a Democrat a while back, and kind of go back and forth last election. Right. Pretty solidly Republican, but not always. It's one of the states that love to have a lot of electoral votes in play.
That's right.
Yeah, and
y'all talk about voting. It takes a while to become a naturalized citizen.
Not if you've got a mail-in ballot, Jim.
I think these people want to make a paycheck, make some money. I don't think they're interested in going down to the local precinct and voting. And in case of Florida, they're going to have their hands full with other voting measures that's come out in the last couple of days that might turn it a little bit more blue.
Here's what happened. Here's the game plan. They technically can't vote, assuming they don't, fake vote or send in fake vote. But they swell a district. They're counted in the census.
That's right.
So you go to districts, it swells the district. They're Democrat districts or Republican, whatever they do, they swell the district and you get more seats. AOC would love to have, 300,000 more in her 600,000 seat congressional seat. That way they get another half seat.
Right.
All right, that's what they do. They know what they're doing. It's been stated.
Right.
And that's what they're doing.
Right. We got to stop that somehow.
Yeah. Well, why don't you stop all the building going on in this country? Everywhere I look, immigrants are building bridges, roads.
It's not just
you're
immigrants.
Selling homes to people that renovate. They use people from immigrant labor. They pay taxes, but they don't get any benefits.
Where do they pay taxes?
They pay Social Security and FICA if we got a bona fide businessman dealing with them. If you got a shark or a charlatan, they steal the money.
Well, and if they do they're never going to reap the benefits of paying in.
They also put their kids in school at $12,000 apiece. The emergency room. They use the roads. They use all the services in town. Big families. Big services, special language needs in schools.
Where are they paying taxes? They pay taxes on food, 9.25% here in Tennessee.
Okay.
That is the truth. I mean, they got to eat.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why we need a flat tax, by the way. Get rid of this federal income tax.
Now we need a flat tax.
We've always needed a flat tax, Jim.
Well, there is no free lunch. Y'all act like it's a free lunch. These people come from torn countries. They're trying to look for a better life, just like you would do if you lived in the country.
Hey, why are you still worried about Cubans coming in?
Because that's an economy that we ought to take advantage of.
That's right.
Cuba is an economy that we ought to take advantage of.
Cubans do vote Republican, so you don't want them coming in, Jim.
I
want them coming in. If they're persecuted and they're seeking asylum, I want them coming in. I don't care if they vote Republican.
Castro did let all the criminals out of the jails to come over here. He did do that.
And Carter took them.
It's not happening in other countries. These people are bringing their families. They're not criminals. They're just looking for a chance to have a decent life.
I did see a report that Texas, they actually monitor they keep statistics on the border crossings there. And per capita, it's, an immigrant coming over the Texas border is less likely to commit a crime than it is, a U.S. citizen. That's per capita. So we're not looking at sheer numbers. I think most people come over here and they look for the economic opportunities and the economic freedoms that this country presents, and they want to capitalize on that. They want to make money. They send some money back home. They live here. They're coming because of the economy. They're coming because they can make money. And that's what I think. Right. You're going to have bad people. You are going to have bad people, but by and large, people want to come here and take advantage of this economic opportunity.
Oh, you guys. Ooh, this
who's picking the cantaloupe? Who's picking the tomatoes? Who's picking the cucumbers?
They're not criminals.
It used to be white boys in North Carolina.
The day they cross the border, they're a criminal. They're all criminals.
Yeah, they're all seeking asylum. I mean, they're not. Yeah, they're all saying they're seeking asylum.
They line up.
You just said they're here for economic reasons.
They line up, Ron, to get a visa to be considered for asylum. They're not just coming across the border, yippee-ki-yay. There are some doing that. Oh, I agree with you. But not everyone. The people we see on television are people lining up to get processed.
Oh, Lord.
Processed, they'll never come back to report.
They will never come back.
All right, let's take a break.
You don't know that.
Yeah, we do.
We're chumps. We're chumps.
Are you out there on the
Hi, this is is Maury County Mayor Sheila Butt, and I want to welcome you to one of the most fun and exciting weeks in Columbia in Maury County, known as the Mule Capital of the World. This year's Mule Day events have evolved from Breeders' Day, which was a one-day livestock show and mule marketing event in the 1840s. It has now become an almost week-long celebration that begins with a wagon train and includes craft shows, old-fashioned log pulling, bluegrass music, a nationally recognized state auctioneer contest, a liars contest, and a Mule Day parade on Saturday at 11. All of this and more is presided over by a lovely Mule Day queen and her court. In Maury County, we value our community traditions and faith, family, and freedom. We also have a strong team of people here pulling together. We're Team Maury, and we're glad you're here. Make yourself at home and enjoy the festivities with all of us.
Parks Motor Sales is our area's premier GMC dealership. Their lot at 919 Nashville Highway has an impressive selection of GMC vehicles. Trucks from the light-duty GMC Canyon to the Sierra 3500 Heavy Duty and everything in between. GMC's SUVs are impressive with the Terrain, Acadia, and Yukon. Want luxury? Ask about Denali upgrades. Go to parksmotorsales.com for information and see their awesome offers and services. Parks Motor Sales, GMC. We are professional grade.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Have you been hauling your own garbage to the convenience center? Are you tired of doing it? Does your work schedule keep you from hauling it off regularly? Is your teenage son not taking it off like he promised when he got his driver's license? Do you have something better to do on Saturday? If any of these questions strike home to you, call the garbage man at 931-540-0919 and your problem will be solved.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
Do you suffer from knee pain? Is it painful to walk or perform your day-to-day activities? If so, we have great news at the Dr. Gill Center. We can relieve your knee pain fast and easy with no downtime and no surgery. The FDA has approved a new non-surgical treatment for knee pain, and it's covered by most major insurance, including Medicare. This treatment has helped millions of people across the nation. Call today to see if you qualify for a free consultation and get back to a pain-free life. 615-551-9224. For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com, and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
Life gets busy, and sometimes slowing down to buy your family quality food can seem impossible. This is Terry Taylor with Taylor Family Farm, and we offer local home delivery in addition to our local drop locations to help with that problem. Now you can get your favorite pastured poultry, pork, and grass-fed beef delivered right to your door. Visit TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com to find out how. We believe in healthy food, healthy people, and healthy community at Taylor Family Farm.
The Mules are back in town. Celebrate Mule Day's 50th anniversary, April 4th to 7th in downtown Columbia. All of your favorite Mule Day events are back. Jackpot Mule Races, Log Pulling, Auctioneers Championship, Miss Mule Day Pageant, the Driving and Gated Mule Shows, Liars Contest, and so much more. Don't miss the Mule Day Parade, 11 a.m. Saturday, April 6th. Mule Day's 50th anniversary, April 4th through the 7th in downtown Columbia. Visit MuleDay.com for a complete schedule of events.
Great news for the view. I am dude number three. My name is Delph Kennedy. We are 2 days from Mule Day here, folks. What's the forecast, Debbie? You know,
I think it's going to be sunny and beautiful, as all Mule Days are.
There we go. Said about high 65 and sunny, right?
That's what right. Wear your sunscreen.
Yeah. There we go.
Or your wide brimmed hat, as they say.
Clayton Harris, dude number two. Good morning.
Good morning, Delk. Good morning, everybody. I'm looking at the forecast as we speak. The last one I saw showed sunny in 62. So unless it's changed, I actually see the sun shining right now at 7th Street. 62 and sunny.
All right. Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Delk. For all you folks that hate immigration and immigrants, Japan is now producing more adult diapers than they are for babies.
Yes, we know that. I read that article. Yeah. That's because they're aging out.
Again, you start with a false premise. I think Republicans don't hate immigrants. Y'all start everything with a false premise, right?
Right.
We hate the environment, and we hate immigrants. We don't. We just want orderly processing of immigrants into America, not just knocking fences down and running in here.
Well, if you go to the border, you'll see some of that happening, Ron.
I know.
And I'm not saying 100%, but you're going to see some of that happening, standing in line.
But they shouldn't build a wall into the country, Mr. York, and stay here. They don't show up at their hearings. They don't show their hearings. Like 20%, 15% maybe do.
Yeah.
No, it's not that much, Ron. No, it's not that much. It's
not even that much. So don't even pretend they're showing up at hearings.
Well, at least it's a process in place, okay? The border's not wide open.
It's a joke, Mr. York. It is a complete joke.
Try to go into Canada and see what happens, just to travel.
Yeah. Get on an airplane. They fly them on airplanes without IDs, yet we got to have an ID.
That's right.
And you know what? And Ron Hart, native son, favorite son of Columbia, welcome in. How you doing?
Yeah, I got to go in about 5 minutes, but yes. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Seth Gamble's
get that info, Lee.
Hey, good morning, everybody. And I just want to remind everybody that Senator Lankford from Oklahoma negotiated a bipartisan immigration deal that would have improved the situation at the border.
There was also a House bill that was presented.
It was a joke. Y'all
it was
saying
a joke.
It had a chance to pass, and it would have been the biggest.
It was making
They don't want to tell the people the truth, these numbers. Seth. They don't want it.
He's got 70 executive orders, Seth, he can overturn right
That's
now.
That's right.
Trump, 70 executive orders will get it back where it was. He won't do that. He's got some fake bill. Read the bill. It's
That's
a
right.
joke. It's a Ukraine funding bill.
That's right.
They're going to fund Ukraine
Which they're
anyway.
About to,
they're going to fund
yeah, because,
Ukraine anyway.
Well, yes, because Mike Johnson is being blackmailed. I'm sorry. They've got him in a closet with something, and they are blackmailing this man. He has changed in the last 60 days that he is not the same person, period. He just funded late-term
the
abortions, the whole
Congress,
LGBTQ
Debbie.
Thing.
I think
and the military, the FBI, this man is not this man anymore, and now he's about to break every congressional rule and get through the $60 billion for the Ukraine. When they get back from session next week, you watch
see,
it.
See who's governing, hey, Seth? See who's governing, Seth?
I'm telling you, somebody is blackmailing Mike Johnson.
All right, Debbie
Seth,
Matthews.
Hey,
good morning.
Seth,
it's me.
Seth and Jim, you're like, I got
nothing but GOP
Seth.
Confusion.
Seth and Jim, you'll like this joke this week in my column. Marjorie Taylor Greene apparently has had a lot of affairs with trainers. You know, she had an affair with a trainer. For sure, and maybe three others has been rumored. Marjorie Taylor Greene has
three others. Ooh, my goodness!
Well, she's
my
she's rumored to have had a lot of affairs. I can totally see it.
Like
anyway, so
too, huh?
She tried to oust Mike Johnson. So I said in the comments week, it was the first time ever Marjorie Taylor Greene has ever pushed away a Johnson.
Oh man!
See, so I am fair both ways.
Yeah, Barbara likes to do it in public, you know, in a public place. She massaging the guy's crotch and the guy's massaging her breast, you know.
Oh. Hey, that was Boepert. That was Boepert, and she had emergency surgery for a blood clot yesterday. Did you know that?
She had a blood clot.
She did. She must have taken that vaccine. Yeah,
they got some giddy up in them. I like the idea these Republican women have some giddy up in them all of a sudden. They used to be kind of boring. Now the women that are pretty and kind of got a little.
And you can't let them in theaters, man. You can't even let them in theaters.
Mace and.
Huh? I said, you got to watch them. I mean, May, you remember when Mace said she was at the prayer breakfast and she said she passed up morning sex to be at the prayer breakfast.
Yeah.
She said
like
that in front of all the.
I think the Republican Party's going libertarian on us. It's good.
Look where we've dropped to in character in this country.
Yeah, well,
sex was good and
healthy. I don't fault them. I don't fault them for that. At least they're, you know, they're not buttoned up and not being who they are. At least they're letting their flag fly.
And there's always a double standard. It's fair to slut shame Republican women, but not fair to slut shame Democratic women.
You know, be who you are, I guess.
Mike
Johnson is not who he was 60 days ago.
You know, I just think that the numbers are just, this is going to sound, I think the votes are there in the House, and I think he's just getting, there's about, you know, the whole Democratic caucus and about 100 of the Republican caucus, and so, I mean, it's going
to
pass.
But he doesn't need to break the rules to do that. I mean, the last omnibus thing, he put the thing out at 2:30 in the morning and had them vote that day instead of giving everybody 72 hours.
They all do that. That should be illegal.
Exactly.
And sneaky tactic done by both sides.
Been done for years.
Donald did it.
Well,
Schumer does it when he's in charge.
Right.
I'll do it.
So, yeah.
I think that he knows that his day, I think he has, you know, a few more months in the office. They're not going to vacate the chair because Democrats will vote him back in. And I think you're going to have Speaker Jeffries this time next year in the House. And the Senate might go Republican. If I was betting, I'd bet the Senate would go Republican, but the House is going to go Democrat.
I bet Johnson may have cut a deal with the Democrats.
He had
I'm going to do this bill for you, and you promised me 5 to 8 votes if they try to vacate the chair. I bet he did that.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to be able to vacate the chair. And it's going to be Speaker Johnson until next January, and then I think you'll have Speaker Jeffries.
But look at the disappearance of GOP congressmen. All of them are just fleeing.
It's chaotic. Away. It's a chaotic scene. I mean, because you have many different
Democrats
ideas.
Go after them, you guys.
No, there ain't no Democrats.
It's their own.
No, it's like Gallagher. Here, I need you to take some money. We're going to pay you big money. I'm going to give you a big lobbyist job. I need you to just resign and make sure that you say you're not going to get out when they can still replace the seat, that you're going to hang on just a little bit longer past that deadline date, because we as the Democrats are going to fund you and make sure that you've got a position. That's what's going on with these rhino Republicans. I'm telling you.
The truth is that they are extreme rights and they are running from chaos.
Man, you're not extreme right. Most of the ones that are getting out are moderates.
They are, because they're getting paid by the Democrats to get out.
I don't.
Well, you mean you can name run up one of them, but then, I hope Seth's right. I kind of hope it is a divided house. Well, I guess I hope it's all Republican, but I don't mind divided, you know, House and Senate, because that way. You know, it's the old PJ O'Rourke thing. It's not how to make Congress do something. It's how to keep them, how to make them stop.
That's right. Slow it down.
I just
compromise for that sect of Republicans right now has always been a dirty word ever since Obama.
AOC and the squad are really easy to deal with.
Mr. York, you're on a roll this morning. What did you say about the Cuban economy?
I say we need to take advantage of the Cuban economy. Though, if we'd build relationships with Cuba, that's a whole new arena that Americans can sell their wares to.
But we are hung up on
they pay them
something that happened in Bay of Pigs while we deal with China, we deal with Russia, we deal with Vietnam, and we won't deal with Cuba. That doesn't make any good sense to me.
Well, I'm inclined to agree with you on that one, Mr. York.
I agree with you, too. I went down there with Jeff Flake and Bob Corker and a bunch of them about 5 or 8 years ago. And wow. It is potentially very
your
nice.
Your rhino slip is showing, Ron. Cuba,
what now?
Your rhino slip is showing.
And I listen to anybody. I'm a libertarian. I don't care about either. But anyway, they're very smart people. Reason Foundation, the Libertarian Think Tank magazine that sponsored it. Anyway, so we went down there. They make $19 a month. It's the economy is in ruins. It's a test tube case. Anybody want to pay attention of how socialism and communism just ruins a beautiful country.
You're right.
Yeah, I've been to Cuba. I've been to Havana. I've been to San Fargo. I've been to Havana. And Santiago, and I even went to the place where the mob was building a hotel. They still got the hotel.
Yeah, but
there.
You were down there before communism took over, Jim. You were down there.
No, I was down there
in Havana in the '50s and the '60s. Yeah, no.
Obama relaxed the travel agreement there. That's when I went.
Oh yeah, and we have come quite a ways with Cuba. It's not what it was 25-30 years ago. You know, I remember. I think Jimmy Carter went down there and threw out a first pitch at a baseball game. And, you know, but it's still, I mean, it's a struggle.
Yeah. Open Borders writes, the Democrats are claiming that because Biden has admitted he's flying migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, the flights aren't secret. But try to get information about the flights and you're stonewalled.
That's right.
And they always arrive. I mean, again, when I was working with ICE in this second half of the Obama administration as assistant United States attorney, the flights always arrive at 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. They get them in, get them out, get them off the planes and put them on buses and vans and whatever and get them out of sight before daylight comes. That's the way they're on, you know.
What was amazing to me, I went to Cuba in Havana, went to dinner, and there's a bottle of Tabasco sauce on the table. I'm saying, I thought this was an embargo. Made in Louisiana.
My favorite, Jim. I have a bottle a day, I think. Love it.
I was waiting to go down. I'll tell you how Castro, we were waiting to go down there in Miami to go over to Cuba. And there's a Yale professor who's Cuban, who wrote 40 years ago, wrote a book on Cuban baseball. And in page like 388, he mentioned that Castro did not play. There's no history of him playing minor league baseball in Cuba. No history. You know, he's always said that. He lied. There's no history of Castro playing minor league baseball. We're waiting in Miami to go down there. The manifest comes. That guy is off of it. He came all the way from New Haven, Connecticut to go this trip with 40 of us.
Yep.
And Castro remembered that from like 35 years before.
Well, his son, Justin Trudeau, is doing the same moves in Canada as his dad did in Cuba, because this stuff going on in Canada is insanity. On this hate speech, you say something wrong, they're putting you in jail for life.
Don't accuse Canada of hate speech. Let's start here at home.
No, well, I'm talking Canada saying if you say something inappropriate, they are locking you up.
And historically,
free speech in Canada.
Yeah, no. In Canada and there are several countries in Europe. I mean, the speech is just more regulated. You know, I think it was in Scotland just passed a bill that said you can't. You know, say anything offensive to the transsexual community. I heard that on the radio yesterday. So it's just, I mean, they regulate speech more. I mean, we have the Constitution in it, you know, here in America. Not everyone has that.
No, not everyone has free speech like we do. Yeah. In fact, most of the world doesn't. And England doesn't have free speech. Canada doesn't.
And Mr. York, you say we got hate speech. Name the hate speech. Just name a couple, three instances of hate speech.
Man, the list is so long. I can't.
You never can. So you never can. You always do this. Never can.
Start with your fear. Talk about the blood. You know, everybody here. Mm-hmm.
That's a lie.
It is going to be a bloodbath on the cars with this EV stuff, Jim.
Chinese,
oh, my God.
Automobile market.
My head just exploded.
Everybody here is an immigrant.
I think I had a
spell. You are Kennedy. You come from Ireland.
I think
when Irish first came here, they were discriminated against.
No, Miss York, I'm not Irish, and I'm not Catholic.
Irish?
I'm not Irish, and I'm not Catholic. Let's take a break.
This is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Hello, everyone. It's Columbia Vice Mayor Randy McBroom here. We are thrilled to invite you all to Mule Day Celebration, April 4th through the 7th. From mule shows to craft fairs to live music to the Mule Day Parade on April 6th at 11 a.m., there's something for everyone during Mule Day. Join us as we come together to celebrate Columbia's history as we create lasting memories. Let's make Mule Day 2024 a true testament to our town's resilience and camaraderie. See you there. For more details, visit muleday.org.
Hello, this is Rick Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. What is a full-service jeweler? Experienced staff, custom designers, in-house jewelry repairs, and beautiful jewelry. Yes, at Tillis Jewelry, we are passionate, knowledgeable, and committed to integrity. We strive to be the best in our community and in our profession. We build long-term relationships and become part of family traditions that will cross generations. We delight clients by providing an unparalleled selection, superior service, and exceptional value. Tillis Jewelry, we exceed your expectations.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Heller Smile and Save sales event is here. This month, get $1,500 off select new HVAC systems, whole home water filtration with descaler, and select new whole home generators. Or take advantage of Heller's $99 AC tune-up or $99 drain cleaning special. When your home needs plumbing, HVAC, or electrical service, call the Happy Face Truck. Smile and save at happyheller.com today.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Hey, Tennessee, did you know that in the year 2022, more than 3,800 of your residents have lost their lives due to opioid overdose? Do your part to help lower these numbers by counting your medicine, locking it away, and disposing of it at a local medicine drop box location. You can also stop by your local health department and pick up a free medicine lock box. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Hello, this is Sergeant Brian Goetz with the Columbia Police Department. As a friendly reminder, the annual Mule Day Parade is Saturday, April 6th. If you plan on parking in a neighborhood close to the parade, please be courteous and don't block the right-of-way along driveways, sidewalks, and intersections. Follow the Columbia Police Department on Facebook at ColumbiaPDTN for the most up-to-date information. Thank you for your cooperation. Stay safe and enjoy the parade.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing.
Okay, we're back. Three Dudes with a View. I'm Dude Number 3, Delk Kennedy. Dude Number 2, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Delk. Good morning, everybody.
Dude Number 1, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Delk. Good morning, everybody.
Special guest dude this week, Seth Campbell. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
And let's see, Ron Hart, are you still with us? I think
he's muted, so he may be in that 5-minute deal he has to do.
Yep. And Debbie Matthews, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, folks. You know, everybody knew that.
I'm back.
There you
Ron,
are.
Ron Hart, Nate's son, favorite son. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I mean, who knew that you know, did Biden run on open borders, a transgender domestic agenda, and making war against Russia? He didn't mention any of those when he was running.
And he wasn't going to get rid of fossil fuels.
Oh, yeah, he did
who
promise to get rid of fossil
well,
fuels.
Well, no, he said he was not going to in the Pennsylvania debate, but he did. Right now, we have no our Ron helped me on this. We have national capacity for fuel that we keep for emergency. What is that called? The national reserves?
Strategic reserve.
That's it. And we have depleted them. And Biden had promised to refill them. And he said yesterday, no, I'm not going to refill them. It's too expensive right now. So we have no reserves.
He's never refilled them ever before.
Somebody ran gas prices up. Boy.
I know. Who could that be?
We're producing more oil now than ever before in this nation. And y'all talking about Biden curtail oil production.
You know what's going to happen.
It could be a lot more. They shut down pipelines. They shut down a lot of stuff.
We're
I also
at
like the idea. I like the idea of what they said. He had a Chinese President Xi had his, he said, oh, they had a great conversation. Very candid, very candid. And we said this. I told him this. I told him about TikTok. I told him this. I told him that. Well, read the Chinese transcript of the same meeting, which Pompeo did.
Yes.
No mention of any
what
of that.
What do you expect? Mm-hmm. They're a communist country. They're going to put their word
Biden's,
out, too.
Biden is a liar. I mean,
you
he's a liar.
You weren't on the conversation.
No, we do know that.
Well, apparently, anybody on the Ukraine conversation with Trump gets impeached. They impeach Trump.
Well, they heard Trump's conversation.
Everybody forgets Joe Biden ran for president 3 times and got booted out because of plagiarism. He is an official liar, and he's on record of being a liar. So
that's the GOP position, you know. And
what part of that did
it's
not true, Jim? What part of that is not true?
I can't find a Republican telling the truth anywhere.
How many times did Joe Biden run and then get booted off because he lied?
Well, he didn't win the nomination several times. I mean, he didn't win in 08.
He plagiarized.
I don't think that's the only reason. And I think if you're in politics long enough, you know, he borrows from speech. People borrow from speeches all the time.
Yeah.
People write your speeches
verbatim.
For you. You know, people write your speeches for you and they put it in front of you and you say it. I mean, there's much much more bigger fish to fry.
If that's the worst thing Joe Biden did, he's a saint compared to somebody grabbing women's privates, well, making at least, them to rape a woman.
Well, wait until his daughter's diary comes out that she had a shower with her dad.
All in office.
Yeah.
Ask Tara Reid about how Biden grabbed her at a party.
Yeah,
Tara Reid,
we'll
she's been silenced, completely silenced. Mm-hmm. FBI's gone after her. Circling she's been completely silenced.
Well, I thought y'all didn't like the FBI. Why are you
going after her to silence her? I like them when they're supposed to arrest international criminals, rapists, and child traffickers. But I don't like them when they go after someone who goes after the president because he raped her or attacked her or whatever.
That's
Biden did.
That's right.
All right.
I think a lot of this stuff is made up.
This came right on cue. This week, the U.S. Department of Education, surprise, surprise, is issuing rulemaking, which will modify Title IX, the law which was designed to promote women's sports. They're going to modify Title IX to define a girl or a woman as someone who identifies as a girl or a woman, not an actual girl.
That takes balls.
Yep. Yep. Someone who identifies as a girl or a woman. And so,
the death of women's sports.
Yeah.
But I mean, ultimately, doesn't it come down to these governing bodies, you know, that run these sports as to set up the rules to prohibit giving biological males an unfair advantage? I would think we can talk about government, you know, political talking points, but it comes up to the local governing bodies, you know, like whoever runs the local swim.
NCAA.
Yeah.
The
day before yesterday, it was announced on television that Biden was going to do an executive order. Because 14 states, I think it's 14, I may be wrong on the number, had made state laws that they were not going to allow boys to participate in women's sports. And Biden was coming out with an executive order to override all states on that, and that this was going to be the law of the land. They said that he is postponing that until after the election because it was afraid it would be a bad election point.
Tennessee is one of those states.
Yeah, let's wait and see on that. Because, I mean, if he does that, I'll be the first person to tell you that it's wrong. I mean, a biological male shouldn't compete against females in athletics. It's not it's not right. Now, if you are in the category of, one of those different categories as a male.
Careful.
I don't know how to word it. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how to word it because I don't understand it. But then you want to compete. You know, you want to swim a trial. You can swim a trial, but you're not getting on the podium. I mean, because you have an unfair advantage. It's just common sense to me. And I think if common sense ruled the day,
there's nothing common about sense anymore, Seth.
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, so if that executive order comes back, I'll be the first person to tell you, it's wrong.
And it will be too late.
But that's propaganda, Seth.
That's what I'm afraid. I think it's. I don't think it'll happen.
Well, we have men participating in women's sports right now. What are y'all not seeing? This is happening.
Propaganda.
I don't know why Biden does it unless he believes it. He's got to be pulling 120% transgender community, right? So I don't quite understand.
If they were your kid, would you support them?
If my child
not against men.
No.
Well, would you support your child if they were transgender?
I would say this is where you are.
Right?
Maybe we should just start a transgender sports league.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I think we could treat people with grace and love and not have them, in the wrong classification competing in sports.
All right, we already have a lesbian sports league called the WNBA LPGA, so we might as well go ahead and break that off.
Yeah, but you know we're about to get a lot of men playing in that league identifying as women. It's happening.
I'd love to get the white tees. Mr. York, we can play the white tees and play these women. What do you think?
Last week in a national meet, and I need to find the article on this, but a national meet, wrestling meet, in a woman's division, a man had enlisted as a woman and won the national wrestling meet. As a woman.
I saw where a woman wrestled a male and won the meet.
I saw a midget wrestle. Hey, so this Caitlin, Iowa basketball player, they say, oh, she can play in the NBA. I say zero chance. Let's go around the panel.
That's right.
Caitlin, Iowa,
zero.
Guard or whatever.
Zero. Caitlin Clark, zero chance.
Yeah, zero right. chance.
Zero, zero, zero.
And here's an interesting dynamic with her. The highest paid player in the WNBA, I think, is like $250,000 a year. She's making $2.5 million now in college.
I mean, it's a problem throughout the NCAA.
Yeah, she'll come back. She'll come back for another year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes more economical sense for her because a lot of NCAA athletes are signed up to those NIL deals, and they're going to get paid more than the rookie contract in the professional league. The Vols quarterback is getting paid much more than he would get paid if he was a rookie in the NFL.
So what was the glitch with LSU? What was the glitch with LSU? Why were they not on the court during the national anthem? Does anybody know?
Because they didn't want to be. That's part of the team's decision.
I think the coach just said it was a routine or something. I saw the story.
No, something that came. There was something.
They've been doing it for years.
That they just aren't showing up.
It's not nothing new.
Well, the governor said yesterday they're going to start losing money over this.
That's governor just got elected, and he's a Republican. So all
I have a and you know what? I have a problem with the governor saying that because, and you know, we live in a country where you have the freedom. You know, whether we agree with it or not to. If you don't want to go out there for the national anthem, that's your choice. It might be a choice we disagree with, but you shouldn't pull a kid's education because they choose to stay in the locker room.
Well,
in
I agree with that.
College football, they go to the locker room. I mean, they're not even.
You're getting stretched.
Yeah, they're not even hydrated. Out there when the national anthem's played. I mean,
they're ill-informed, though. It shows you how ill-informed they are. I agree they have the right to do it. They definitely. But I tell you, it'll kill your NIL money. It'll kill your programs.
Absolutely.
And that's a natural consequence. That's a natural consequence. But we have to protect our
right to go broke.
We have to protect our right to expression.
They're representing the state and the people that are funding that. So. You know,
pulling scholarships.
What was this Black National Anthem during the Super Bowl, Mr. Jordan? Have you ever heard that before? The Black National Anthem?
Yeah, we play it all the time at HBCUs. That's the National Black Anthem. It tells the story of the black strife in this country.
Sing it for me.
I want to hear the Asian. I want to hear the Asian National Anthem. Yeah.
We'll give you 3 minutes. Go.
You going to give me 3 minutes?
Yes, but sing
the. Don't look it up on the internet. Don't look it up on the internet.
And lift up every voice and sing till heaven and earth ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Sing a song full of faith. That the dark has passed and taught us. Sing a song full of hope that present has brought us. Facing the rising sun, our day has begun. Let us march on to victory's won. That's just one stanza, son.
Really?
All right.
Well,
thank
done,
you, Mr. York.
Jim.
Well done.
Well done.
Well done. You know, and I'm speaking of Cuba, though. and we need to this has been sort of a lively show, and you know it's sort of like school is out and Mule Day's coming, and so everybody's excited. But
that's the only reason this happened today like this? It's just Mule Day's 2 days from now.
Who knows? But Mule Day's coming. But speaking of Cuba, though, we're going to have to get their auto mechanics and engineers to come up here because. That's what America's going to look like, a whole bunch of 2010 model vehicles because the electric vehicles are too expensive to afford, and they're too expensive to repair. And so this country's going to look like Cuba. We're going to just take our old cars and keep rebuilding them, repairing them.
The CEO of Toyota.
The two good things in Cuba are the cars and the restaurants and homes because people can own them.
They
can own your cars down there. That's why they're nice.
Yes.
It just tells you about capitalism and just common sense.
Yes.
And the other thing is that you have nice restaurants. There's like 12 to 20 people in your home where you have to eat. You can't even eat on the street.
I love it.
The first electric vehicle was driven by Henry Ford's wife. And the reason why they said they didn't want the women driving cars that vibrate.
Oh, this has been a lively show.
Gee, well,
I believe in American excellence. I think we can eventually jump the hurdle that is the electric vehicle. I think we can engineer those to be good vehicles with time.
I'm having flashbacks to an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Wow. Tomorrow morning,
inside. Don't like immigration. Go to every restaurant and see who's cooking your food. Go to every restaurant and see who's cutting your grass. You know.
I saw.
Thanks for having me this week, guys.
Glad to have you, Seth. Happy Field Day, everybody.
Bye, Ron. Bye, Seth.
Bye.
See you, Seth.
Bye, Jim.
See you, Jim. See you, Ron.
Fight them, man. Fight them.